This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America, tonight here on the show, we put you right in the crossroads of what people are talking about in your backyard and mine, and they're talking about a lot of things, including still Las Vegas, incredibly sad what happened, now more victims, stories emerging, and also stories coming out about the shooter himself and the fact that he had gotten a condominium and also a hotel room in Chicago near other festivals. So, whoa, talk about taking your breath away. Imagine if you had been at one of those other concerts. Just to think, it's chilling that this sick, twisted individual could have been firing on you. And as they go down the path of now what? When we look at guns, when we look at the scenarios that are out there, it's interesting because the NRA is giving an inch on this as far as what happened specifically in Vegas and saying they think that when you look at the rapid fire, the how effective, sadly, it was for the deranged shooter with the bump stocks. They're talking about, okay, so if Stephen Paddock killed these people at this music concert in Las Vegas over the weekend, and he had been firing on the crowd, had 12 rifles that were fitted with the bump stocks, and it allowed them to slide back and forth rapidly with the shooter's trigger finger, you just apply a little pressure. And I'm saying this simplistically, but then you can fire off 400 to 800 rounds a minute. So you do the math there, and then you see how many people were struck, etc. So the discussion that the NRA has released, anyway, in the form of a presser, they're saying that they're breaking their silence. And traditionally, we know this is one of the most powerful special interest groups in Washington, and they're not opposing doing something to regulate bump stocks. They're not opposing that, and they're saying it should be those should be subject to additional regulations. In fact, Wayne LaPierre, the NRA CEO and the executive director of the NRA Institute for Legislative Action, Chris Cox, released a joint statement mentioning that. And, boy, that's interesting. And what both said is they remain focused on the mission, strengthen Americans' Second Amendment freedom to defend themselves, their families, and their communities. But, you know, they're talking about they would like to see stronger regulation. In the last couple of weeks, the NRA has pushed for a House bill that would deregulate gun silencers and limit the government's power to ban armor-piercing ammunition. The bill was initially shelved in June after a gunman opened fire at the baseball practice where Scalise was hit, and thank goodness the last 2 weeks he was back. But now the NRA is saying that, you know, defeating legislation, first of all, to ban bump stocks is an uphill battle, and they think there should be more regulation. So that discussion isn't happening today or tomorrow, but there will certainly be more of a push to see that happen. I mentioned that there were also more stories about other venues that were possibly scoped out to be the target for the deranged massacrist, so I'm going to call him, and the victims, you know, more stories about the victims are coming out, and there's stories that, of course, there are people that are still fighting for their life. There's a 27-year-old young woman who was shot, and she's been operated on. She's fighting for her life. There are so many others too as well. Her name is Tina Frost. I know people are praying and sending as much goodwill as they can to Las Vegas. But the victims, I always say this, the victims are the people we need to talk about, not the man who destroyed way too many lives, other than to say there is no doubt that there were mass mayhem was on his mind, and he left clues that there could have been other places where he would have, you know, gone after some people. So before checking into the Mandalay Bay days before the massacre, he rented a room at a Las Vegas condo complex that overlooked another music festival, and it was an Airbnb, and this would have overlooked the Life is Beautiful music festival, which went from the 22nd to the 25th. So was it post-surveillance? I mean, there's just conjecture floating around out there. And then there was Chicago's Blackstone Hotel, and that was during the Lollapalooza music festival, where it's huge, and there would have been, the room could have put him in the sight of all the people there. And, you know, then of course there are other questions about the timeline and, you know, what happened, but there's no doubt that it was devastating speed with the help of the bump stocks, which are legal accessories that made the weapons fire the way they did. And boy, the killings that just continued because of the position of where he, you know, where he was. And when were the last shots fired? They weren't fired until, you know, 10:15. And an hour later, they were in his suite. They found his body on the ground, and then they found the second room, went into the second room of the suite, and nobody else was there. And boy, oh boy, they're still digging. They're still looking for answers. But he apparently had sort of a secret life that people didn't around him, or he was very elusive anyway, they didn't understand. They certainly did not understand what was happening there at all. In the meantime, quickly I'll throw this at you. It might be the calm before the storm. That's what the president was saying at a gathering of military leaders. The word is this Iran deal or decision is coming pretty shortly. And the word is that he's not, the president isn't just going to go about and do the same old, that he will decertify perhaps the Iran nuclear agreement, because they're not living up to the deal that they agreed to with the U.S. and five other world powers. We'll see if that becomes official, because there's an October 15th deadline to certify whether Iran is abiding by the terms of the agreement called the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action or not. He says it's the worst deal he's ever seen. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're taking it to the movies.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thinking of going? I know a lot of guys out there who love this movie we're going to talk about. Blade Runner 2049. Harrison Ford is back to play his role in Blade Runner. Here's a snippet.
Any idea where I could find him?
You police plan on taking me in?
I would much prefer that to the alternative.
Every leap of civilization built off the back of slaves. Replicants are the future, but I can only make so many. I have the lock, and he has the key. I think I found him.
That's not possible. If this gets out, we've bought ourselves a war.
You're a cop. I did your job once. Things were simpler then. What do you want?
I want to ask you some questions. What happened?
I covered my tracks. Scrambled the records.
We were being hunted.
By who?
know you're here. You do not know what pain is yet. You will learn. Bring it to me.
This breaks the world.
The future of the species is finally unearthed.
All right, so Blade Runner, do you know about Blade Runner? If you don't, I'm going to quickly give you an explanation and probably should rent the other one and look at it, the original. So Officer K, a new Blade Runner for the L.A. Police Department, unearths a secret, the potential to plunge what's left of society into mass chaos. His discovery leads him to on a quest to find Rick Deckard, a former Blade Runner who's been missing, and that would be Harrison Ford. So you get this. It's gotten high ratings because it was very, very popular, the first one that came out. So this is the follow-up, 2049. I think it'll do well at the movies because a lot of people liked the original Blade Runner decades ago. All right, this movie is called The Mountain Between Us. Check this one out.
I've got emergency surgery to perform in Baltimore. I'll fly wherever I have to tonight to get there for tomorrow morning. Can you help me?
Sir, I think we may have the same problem. I have an idea.
So what's the rush?
I'm getting married tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations.
No, no, it's we're not.
We just met.
What took you to Idaho?
Medical conference. Are you a journalist?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't explained the questions.
Hurt your leg.
The phone's smashed. My phone has no signal and we're pretty high up on the mountain.
If we stay here, we're safe.
If we leave search and rescue, they're less likely to find us.
Look, I don't want to die up here because you're too scared to take a risk.
Someone's looking for us.
The pilot didn't file a flight plan. Nobody knows where we are. We're all we've got, me and you. We can go 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, and 3 hours without shelter. We might die together, and I don't even know you.
We're not gonna die. Not today.
Imagine stranded on a mountain, boom, there's a plane crash, you're a stranger, you're trying to figure out how you're going to get out of there. Has an interesting premise, but is really bombing when it comes to the critics. They're saying there's no love, it's a cold climate, and there's a mountain between the audience and the movie. Kate Winslet, I like her, she's in it. Idris Elba, I like him, he's in it. Beau Bridges, there's a lot of good actors. But who knows what the critics are saying? This may be one for a rental, however, just keep in the back of your mind, as I'm sure you'll tuck it away. If you have grandkids or kids, any little ones, or somewhere in the middle, I just spent some time with one of my nieces, Sophia, who just turned 8, and she's all about the ponies, whether it's Applejack or Minty or the plethora of ponies that are involved in Ponyville. So the movie is called My Little Pony.
Ah! Twilight Sparkle, and this is my home, Equestria. A land filled with magic, music, and most importantly, friendship. Life is perfect. I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
Ryan, no!
Put your hooves together for Commander Captain!
How about we start with your complete and total surrender?
We just got our cupcakes added to us by the worst British crusher ever!
Oh, Fishman just got dropped!
Easy as pie.
Oh, I love pie.
Save Equestria.
What is happening?
Get her now.
I love this every moment. It's all on me. I'm the one Tempest wants. We're in this together.
Let's show these little ponies how it's done.
Magico?
Yeah, yeah. Friendship and flowers and ponies and blue.
I mean, princess? No pressure. Luckily, I have amazing friends who are there for me no matter what. Pinky!
You have visual on Buttercream.
Visual confirmed. Go for cleanup.
Yeah, My Little Pony, you have to know about the culture of the ponies. And if you have any of these young kids in your life, you understand. My niece, Sophia, boy, she lives and breathes those ponies. She knows everything about them. And I learned a little about them and read her books when I was there. But Pony World is pretty interesting, let's just put it that way. And the audience will be there. The audience will be there because it's a movie, it's kids, and it'll probably be one of the tops of the box office. That would not be shocking to me if it was. Hey, coming up on the show, Forbes Books at Bedtime. That's next. You don't want to go away for that. You don't want to miss that. Coming up next week, we have some great guests hitting the show, too, including some fabulous, fabulous speakers and what they're seeing across the country. As we continue with our Forbes Books at Bedtime series. Hang with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, really excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now, Dr. Roy Smythe. His title is so interesting. He's the Chief Medical Officer of Healthcare Informatics at Philips. What do you think informatics is about?
Well, Kate, rather than ask me, because I would be guessing, Dr. Smythe, maybe you could help us with this. I've been looking at your job title and thinking to myself, there's got to be a good answer to this, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say, I don't know what informatics is. Can you help us?
Well, I'll try to. Yes, informatics is really, I think technically it would be classifies as the study of data, or the study of information, or you know, the practical study and use of information. But in healthcare, it includes, I would say, both the collection of data, the ways in which we collect data, and then and the ways in which we use data to change, you know, the healthcare delivery model.
And is this idea of informatics in the world of healthcare? And the idea of having a chief medical officer, you know, we hear about, obviously, CEOs and CMOs have traditionally been chief marketing officers. Is the idea of a chief medical officer overseeing healthcare informatics, is that a relatively new idea in business?
It's relatively new, I would say. If you look at health systems themselves in North America, you know, the big delivery systems like, you know, the Mayo Clinics and the Providences and the Sutters and Memorial Hermans of the world, they, for a long time, have had chief innovation officers, chief information officers that sort of had responsibility for all the information technology components of how they deliver care. But increasingly, these institutions have developed chief medical information officers to focus not only on the information technology work, but also obviously important the use cases and the way in which information technology is used. And so, you know, Chief Medical Officer of Health Informatics on the vendor side, I say, would be know, not a lot different from what the chief medical information officers do inside of health systems, just obviously, corporate responsibilities and corporate work, which does differ slightly.
Yeah, so do you find that having that, filling that gap and having that overview, sort of the 360 overview, has really helped to streamline things?
Well, I certainly believe that, the more efficient collection of information from patients and from the activities of providers, and then the use of that information to change the way we practice care will make care more efficient. Actually, it will make it more efficient, more effective, and in time, will make it more equitable. So I guess the answer to that is yes.
And saying that and trying to pull all those moving parts together, what's the most difficult part? Is it just the human part of all of this and schedules and dealing with a world where there's so much technology and trying to wrap your arms around it?
Well, there's a host of problems and challenges before us. I like to say that we have sort of three great waves that are coming that will sort of wash over healthcare and the use of data. The first is the effective collection of information, from patients and from the endeavors that clinicians do. The second is the use of that information by providers, to push better care to patients and individuals. And the third is actually, pushing that information insights directly to individuals, so that at times the physician or the nurse or the healthcare provider is not even in the loop. And there are challenges, for each of those waves. And, for most of healthcare, frankly, is still in the first wave, although we talk a lot about the second one. And of course, the third one's where we want to get to, because when we get to the third one, it gets, incredibly interesting.
We're talking with Dr. Roy Smythe. He's the Chief Medical Officer for Healthcare Informatics at Philips. And it's interesting, Dr. Smythe, I did a little Googling of you because I knew we were going to be talking, and I saw that you just gave a presentation at the HIMSS annual conference. That's the Health Information Management and Systems Society. And you offered some advice to others in the healthcare field on how to introduce new healthcare technology to make sure it will actually be used and used to its greatest potential. How are we as patients going to see your ideas about how technology in healthcare will be rolled out, and what kinds of things do you see doctors and others in the healthcare field doing to make sure these pieces of technology get used in the best possible way?
Well, that's a great question, because, if the car just sits in the driveway, you don't go anywhere, right? And so it is the effective use of technology that will change the way that we deliver care and hopefully, make care, more effective, more efficient, more equitable. From the standpoint of physicians themselves, it's important to make sure that clinicians understand, how difficult the use of the technology is going to be, the transition. Every time you introduce new technology, it's change. And psychologists say that change is always loss. And so even if the thing that's replacing the old thing is better, it's still difficult. It's important to provide physicians and other providers of care with the tools they need to make this transition, and the time and the support. And then I think it's also important to make sure that we're appealing to the higher order values of clinicians, such that, the use of this technology is not just going to increase my throughput and increase the revenue of the provider system or the practice I work for. It's also going to have an impact on the quality of care and potentially the lives and the well-being of the patients I take care of. From the standpoint of patients themselves, I think that if you remember those three waves I talked about, the effective collection of information, the effective use of information by providers to improve the care of patients, and then, in the future, the effective use of technology increasingly by patients and individuals themselves to, frankly, render a lot of their own care and get their own insights. we have to pass through the second wave. I think we have to empower physicians first, because I think a lot of patients depend on providers to tell them that it's okay, you know, to use technology and to do things, at least currently. I think increasingly that won't be an issue, but, you know, for most individuals that are, you know, between the ages of, you know, 30 and 80, they still want to have that permission to do things. There's a host of other things you can do. I think another extremely important consideration is, you know, people don't want to do things that require them to work outside the normal context of their lives. This is physicians or patients, for that matter. And so increasingly we have to develop technologies that passively collect information from individuals such that they don't have to, like, put something on their wrist, you know, look at a number on that thing, then go to their iPhone or their laptop and put something into a keyboard, you know, or do that two or three times a day. What will happen is that thing that they put on their wrist will be taken off and put on the bedstand at some point. So we have to think of ways to increasingly have information being collected on people in the background.
Yeah, and you talk about, Dr. Smyth, that third wave and how exciting it'll be and how to get to that third wave. What's the timeline? What does this look like?
Well, it's not fast enough. I think that, you know, I think it's certainly not going to be in the next decade. But let me just paint a picture for you about, if you will, about, you know, what this will look like. So let's say that 40 years from now that a substantial majority of the world's population is sharing this information that's being collected, you know, sort of in the background. So diet and activity and how they're using their medications and their acute care interventions. And, of course, that's combined with, you know, the longitudinal data from the things that have been done in the past from a healthcare standpoint, their genomics information. And what will happen, what we know from the science of emergence and complexity, is that the insights that will be garnered from, you know, several billion people doing that, pooling that information will be, we don't even know what it's going to be, but we know it's going to be incredible. And we know that it will have an incredible impact on the health and well-being of people. You'll get up every morning and you'll wake up and you'll talk to your ambient technology in the room, your Alexa that's embedded in the wall of your bedroom, and you'll say, you know, hey, what should I do today? And they'll say, well, you should probably, you know, eat more leafy green vegetables this week. You should break your medication up into 6 doses instead of 3. And your activity level is 20% lower than it needs to be optimally, comparing you to other individuals like you around the world. So that could be, well, the likelihood of that being incredibly impactful on the health of you know, not only us, but our children and grandchildren is great. The second thing, though, and this is the big prize, and this is where I know I get out on a little bit of a shaky diving board, but, you know, perhaps if we can achieve this, we can all be connected in this way, or a substantial majority of us around the world connected in this way. But the only thing that is really similar about us, our biology, and I would say a second thing, and that's our desire to persist, you know, on Earth, might we begin to think of our other differences less, you know, our race, our skin color, our religion, our culture, our traditions. Might this interconnectedness change the way that we interact as a society or as a world? You know, I mean, the question I like to pose to people when I talk about this is, if you think collecting information from families in sub-Saharan Africa and from Russia and from Iraq and from Syria has potentially an incredible impact on the health and well-being of your children and grandchildren, where are you going to point your guns and your missiles?
Wow, what a way to think of that. No kidding. So much here, Dr. Roy Smyth. Will you hang on with us so that we can talk to you again on our next Forbes Books at Bedtime?
Sure.
Greg, I can't wait for that. So this is a wrap.
I look forward to it.
We'll be back tomorrow with the second part of Dr. Roy Smyth here on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Up with Don Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. And Don, I think this is the time of year, and you certainly would know better than I because you guys do such fabulous research, but I just, in living my life and talking to people, I think this is the time of year sometimes where people kind of can get lazy about the whole weight loss thing and then hit the panic button because they realize that the holidays are coming up. So there's this idea that, well, you can wear a sweater, sort of cover up the fact that you don't feel comfortable in whatever your weight is. Do you think that there's something about that? And then something kicks in your brain and you realize, oh my gosh, we're coming into the holiday season where really it starts right before Halloween. Whether you have kids or not, you see candy everywhere. And there's so many temptations. Then you roll into Thanksgiving and then Christmas holidays, etc. Do you think there's something about that?
I think when the kids go back to school in like September, people are open for new routines, and that's a good time for people to start to lose weight. But now, almost a month later, as we start thinking, as you said, about Halloween, about Thanksgiving, about the holidays, people almost think, well, now I'm on break and I'll start again in January. But, you know, the reality is the holidays are hard for us and they creep up fast. And once the Halloween candy appears, it gets really difficult. So a lot of people either acquiesce and say, okay, I'm going to wait till January, or some people, as you say, you know, get a little panicked. And what I always like to do is, knowing that I want to eat a little bit more in November and December, I try to lose, you know, try to drop 5 to 10 pounds now, kind of, you know, bank it, if you will.
I love that idea, because then you don't have to feel yucky, and you can stay somewhere, go back to your starting point, whatever it is, and not feel completely awful by that. That's why Nutrisystem is so good. There's so many ways that you can tweak what you're doing, and you clearly show people how to do that. We've talked about the daily tracker a lot. You know, it's interesting. Right. It's interesting about hunger and why we feel hungry and what the sensation is about hunger. And sometimes I think that we're fooled by the different kinds of hunger there are. And there's seven different kinds, right?
Right. There's seven different kinds. And a lot of it's all our senses working against us almost.
Right. And it's great if we went through some of them, like eye hunger. I'm assuming some of that is like you're watching a game or you're watching television or you go by something that looks mouth-watering, or you're on a plane and you see advertisements in the plane magazine or whatever mm-hmm. it is you're reading, and that can trigger it, right?
Yeah, think about it during the football game and the pizza ads come on. All of a sudden you're craving pizza, or, you know, you're full. You just went to a restaurant and you had dinner, you're full, and you're not really thinking about dessert. But now more frequently, instead of just looking at the menu at some of the nicer restaurants, you see them wheeling around the dessert tray. And that's an IQ, you know, because the food looks so good, we think that we want to eat more, even if when we think about it, we're not really hungry.
Yeah, boy, that is so true. It's like I was out with some friends the other day, and of course we were fine, and they're all really good about watching what they eat. A couple of them actually are on Nutrisystem and have had great success with it too, like me. And then they come by and it is great. Trust me, I'm preaching it. So they come by and they have these desserts, like these cannolis and all this other dessert that would make you fall over. Do you want some dessert? We have these incredibly handcrafted, handmade cannolis. No, no, no. But it does trigger something in you, even if you don't want it. When you look at something that looks gorgeous and mouth-watering, there is a sensation also about your mouth feels, right?
Yeah, our mouth actually craves different textures, which, you know, surprised me when I learned about it. So, you know, sometimes we feel like ice cream and sometimes we just want that crunch. And that's actually a cue coming from the mouth. And the mouth is interesting because the mouth is probably where we get bored a lot. So we entertain it by eating. It's very weird, but, you know, sometimes we want something a little mushier, sometimes we want something crunchy, and that's our mouth signaling to us, do we want salty, sweet, crunchy, creamy? So, you know, before when that happens, we need to really pause to assess our hunger and, you know, see if our mouth is satisfied.
Boy, no kidding. And it's, as I mentioned, some of my friends having great success, my buddy Leo Cardenas, he wouldn't care that I say his last name, he loves Nutrisystem, and he lost 70 pounds, and we talk about that sensation you just mentioned, the crunchy and the salt, etc., and Nutrisystem has great snacks for that. They completely take that away.
Well, that's really important why the variety, exactly, the variety of the food is so important because, again, sometimes our body craves different textures, which is why we have, you know, that wide assortment of snacks available. I think one of the most interesting hunger things is stomach hunger because whenever our stomach growls, we all think we're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned is that that's not really a hunger cue, it's a schedule cue, because if we're used to eating lunch between noon and one, our stomach gets used to that and we'll growl between noon and one, but it doesn't actually mean we're hungry. So I think we all think, oh, my stomach's growling, I need something to eat. But really, when your stomach starts to growl, it's more, hey, warning you, like, hey, the schedule's coming up, time to eat. But really, it's up to us to assess if we're hungry or not.
Wow, that's interesting, because that happens to people. You'll be in a meeting or somewhere, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I must be hungry because their stomach growls. And people mm-hmm. always talk about that. And isn't that interesting, like an alarm, because you've trained it that way, I guess. Wow, I had no idea.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about, and I've never heard of this one, but how about cellular hunger? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's interesting because cellular hunger is, that is real hunger. That is when your body is craving a specific nutrient.
Mm.
So if your body needs salt or if you're dehydrated, you know, your body kind of knows what it wants. And often, you know, we think, okay, I need to have a snack when that happens, but sometimes you just need a beverage with, like, you know, water, for example. Water has salt in it, and if you're craving salt, maybe you don't need that bag of pretzels, but you should try having a drink first, a hot tea or you know, even just water, which we know is so good for us, because that really is, you know, our body does crave water, salt, protein, fat, and we can get some of these in, you know, lower, it can be fulfilled by a low-calorie beverage rather than, you know, a big snack.
Oh, that's good to know that. How about heart hunger? Is that familiar, thinking of something from when you're childhood or some great memory?
If you think of heart hunger, you know, I think of heart hunger as emotional eating, right? So it's you know, you think about it when we're attempting to fill a hole in our heart, or when we're feeling lonely, or you know, and emotional eating can be some of the most difficult hunger to overcome, because you know we feel that food will help get rid of those emotions. And I think it's just really important that people are aware of that. And, you know, we've often talked about that, you know, your diet shouldn't be about deprivation, but it should be about portion control. So, you know, when you're, you know, craving something, even if it's mom's chicken soup, homemade apple pie, ice cream, you know, we know all these favorite foods that soothe us. You know, have a bite or two, but try to really, limit the portion. And then I think the flip of the emotional hunger is the boredom eating, which I know probably that's the biggest culprit for many people, is that, you know, when we're bored, we just want to eat, and it's tied again to that mouth hunger and the mind hunger, and you know, that's tricky too. So it comes down to mindfulness and really being thoughtful about what we're putting in our mouths.
Yeah, that's interesting. You talk about the boredom eating, because a lot of times that's grazing, or somebody, they just are walking around. How many times do you open the refrigerator or whatever, and then you say, my husband used to do this, and he's in good shape, but he's had to work at it because he had that boredom eating thing where he would just, there was a million things to be done. Trust me, I have a long list, but he would say he was bored, and it was about hunting for food. Somehow that got connected to food, and that's fascinating to me, but that almost ties into your mouth thing, where there's something about that
right,
feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. And if you know all those things.
Yeah, you just go into the kitchen and you... Right. And you know, yeah, it's exactly what you say. You just go into the kitchen. You didn't even go in there to look for food, but now you're in the kitchen, so you're opening up the cabinets, you're opening up the refrigerator, and you might not even be hungry, but you feel like, I want to eat something because I have nothing else to do right now. And that's a really dangerous habit that you know, I think we all fall into at various points.
Yeah, so it's good to, as you said this, you summed it all up, mindful eating and portions. That if you want to take a couple of bites, but just don't go down that road where you ruin what you've done, and then you go through that emotional roller coaster of feeling badly because you just completely succumb to some giant portion of something, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Definitely. And yeah, going back for seconds on dessert is always something to try to avoid.
I agree with that. Dawn Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem, thank you so much.
Nutrition. It ain't nuclear fission. All it takes is a healthy mission ambition. Nutrition. It's a bit like crab fishing. All it takes is a healthy mission ambition. Omega-3, get in me, extra eggs on my omelette, waking up to a fresh fruit cup, sweet dealing.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.